We're doing Pirkei Avot with the Jewish home, and we're up to the third chapter, the 15th Mishnah. And we had been learning quotes from Rabbi Akiva. Last week we learned that Rabbi Akiva said how cherished the human being is. God loves humanity, He created humanity in His form. And now Rabbi Akiva continues with Mishnah Tesvav, which it seems is a continuation, for the Mishnah has no introduction, it's just continuing to quote Rabbi Akiva's words. And the Mishnah teaches us a very important philosophical concept. The Mishnah says, Hakol Tzafui. Though God envisions everything, God foresees all that will happen. V'harishut netuna. But God gives us the capacity to do good or bad. We still have free choice. And we have to take advantage of that free choice. Uvitov ha'olam nidon. God judges us with mercy. God hopes every day that we will do better. We say every morning, Modeh ani lefanecha melechai v'kayam. I give thanks before you, King who is living and extant. Shechazalta bi nishmati bechemla, that you gave me back my life with compassion, with mercy. Rabba emunatecha, how great is your faith. What does it mean, how great is your faith? We're up to the 15th Mishnah in most editions. Third parak. Hakol tzafui. In some editions, this is a different Mishnah. So what does it mean, Rabba emunatecha, how great is your faith? The idea is, God has expectations for us, and we're supposed to live up to them. And very often we go to sleep when we haven't lived up to them, and yet God gives us the capacity to awake the next morning and gives us a second chance and a third chance and a tenth chance and a hundredth chance. And that's what we're saying every morning, Rabba emunatecha, how great is your faith in us, that you're willing to give us another chance. Did I live my life yesterday in a way that I really merit to wake up today? And yet you give me another chance. And the truth is that if there's one Mishnah which really can be so easily applied to the home, it's this Mishnah. Married life is the most beautiful thing. It's really one of the gifts that God gave humanity. Together with this gift comes the challenge of living in close proximity with another human being. A human being who has faults. A human being who also has things to work on. And just as God foresees our weaknesses and foresees how we're going to stand or stumble before certain challenges, so too spouses can very often foresee where the spouse is going to stand up or stumble. If you know your spouse, then you know that if you left home a pack of chocolate, there's a good chance that 95% is going to be gone by the time you came home. Even though she said she's trying to diet. And if you know your spouse, then you know that if you left him sitting by that internet reading articles, then chances are when you get back an hour later, he's still going to be sitting there reading through his email and whatever it is he was doing on the internet, even though he promised he's going to do the dishes before you get home. We all know the weaknesses of our spouse. And it's very easy to start assuming they're never going to change and be frustrated with our spouse. And if we come to terms with the weakness of our spouse, but say, I love him as is, that's fine. But if we come to terms and it means he has no hope, she's beyond hope, it's never going to change, that's not fair. The Mishnah tells us God knows. It's not an assumption. Hakol tzafui. God doesn't live in any specific moment. Time is a human parameter. It is a human dimension. It is a human limitation. God does not live in any specific moment. So God knows what's going to be 10 minutes from now, because by Him there's no difference between now and 10 minutes from now and 10 minutes ago. And yet, harashut mituna. He gives us permission. He gives us free choice. And it's in our hand to define what type of people we're going to be. And if God gives us that choice, then we certainly have to give our spouse that choice. And all too often, we are the ones that stand in the way of improvement. Because if when your spouse decides to diet, you say, good luck. Good luck when Shabbos comes. good luck when we go to that kiddush. You're not helping the situation, but quite the contrary, you are the hindrance. And we have to realize that harashut netuna, there is constant permission being given for people to change. And no one's saying it's easy, but it's possible. One of the great things we see here in Machon Meir is how people who decide to build their lives can build their lives very differently from the path they've been taking until now. I think this is the greatest place where one can witness that change. And I'm not talking about external change. That's very easy. It's easy to grow a beard. It's easy to put in an earring or take out an earring, to shave your head or grow your hair. All that is easy. Put on tzitzis. What does it cost? You pay 50 shekel, you have a pair of tzitzis, you put them on. That's not what we're talking about. But true growth, that's very possible. And the day that a spouse gives up on their spouse, they're doing a great disservice to themselves and to their spouse. We have to be supportive. We have to be helpful. And if it's really important to us, then we should find ways of helping. And I now realize we're out of time, man. I realize we're so short on time. So we'll finish the Mishnah. Uvetuva olam nidon. God judges the world with His good, with His kindness, and we have to learn from that. Vehakol lefi rov hamase. The way to acquire good traits is not only through a cerebral process, but it is also through repetitiveness. Lefi rov hamase. The more we get into the habit of doing something, the more it's going to become a part of us. A person who has a choice of giving a $100 bill to charity or giving charity 100 times $1 should give 100 times $1 because he will be a better person. There was once a man whose daughter was very, very, very stingy, and he went to the rabbi and asked him, "What do I do?" So the rabbi said, "Here's the solution. This month you take 10 shekel. It's cheaper than going to a psychologist. Take 10 shekel, divide it into 1,000 10 agurot pieces. Give it to her and tell her she has to give 100 to charity each day for the next 10 days. 100. Every 100 times she's got to get used to giving 10 agurot. And then in 10 days you do the same thing again. By the end of the month, let's see where you're holding. After 30 shekel, she was cured. That's a kol lefi rov ha-maaseh. We can accustom ourselves to a certain action. Just because I'm used to coming home, kicking off my shoes and taking a beer doesn't mean I can't get used to coming home, doing the dishes, doing the homework with the kids, preparing lunches for tomorrow. You do it often enough and it becomes second nature. Hakol lefi rov ha-maaseh. It's not only a cerebral process. The Mishnah discusses earlier that we have free choice. Intelligently, we have free choice to make a choice and become a good person. The Mishnah concludes and tells us, at the end of the day, habit is a much more potent part of our life. And as we do things over and over again, that makes them ingrained and become a part of us. And we have to use that tool for the better. Use that tool to make good habits, and then through that, hopefully become good people.